This is the Big Chat Small Talk podcast for dynamic, engaged minds who love thought-provoking discussions about big life challenges in an approachable way. Join me, Vernie Bennett.
And me, Louise Anderson, to challenge your own perspective, to share insights and wisdom on navigating life's demands. Let us have a big chat about important issues in a small talk way. This is a trailer.
Trailer about us.
Trailer about us, I know. We're here.
Starting afresh.
Yes, finally made it.
I know, right?
I think I do.
I want to know about you, and why did you want to do a podcast, Lou?
Well, I get to do it with you, my friend, and I love to chat.
You do. I have to say that is point number one that has made me go, I am linked with the right person.
Love a good guess. But I suppose I think doing this podcast, this is an opportunity, I suppose, for somebody like me with my background. I've been in the corporate world for longer than I care to admit. And just in general, people like myself, we don't always have a platform to be able to share or present how we view and see things in the world. And
right.
For me, this podcast is an opportunity to do that. And I love to talk.
You're looking gorgeous as well. I really like the hair. No one else can see that, but I can.
So are you. Divine.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart.
And how about you? You've got an interesting background being in the music industry. You've got already a public platform. What made you decide to do
kind
this
of
podcast?
I've been at home for so long and I've loved it.
You've been hibernating.
I've been hibernating. I've loved it, looking after the family. Well, I kind of didn't start with music. I started off in law, came down from university one weekend, sang in a nightclub called The Singers, and fell into a band for the next 10 years thereafter. Mm-hmm. After doing the last album and promoting that, I just felt that my life needed a purpose. Mm-hmm. And I returned back to law. It was like the thing that, you know, drived me. And I was like, yeah, that's what I want to do. Mm-hmm. So I went back to law, did my degree, did my BVCs. Yeah. And I met you. Yeah. That's when I met you. I did my BVC. Then I did that at the College of Law. Then after that, got called to the bar in 2005. And I thought, yes, I'm on my way, going to do a pupillage. And went, oh, I am 3 months pregnant. So that kind of scuppered going into the barrister industry. And I've done everything for it, but just not the vocational part. And I went, oh, okay. But having said that, it's still something that, you know, I look at and I just go, I've achieved so much here. But once I held my newborn, it was like all career aspirations just fell away.
You and many other women alike. We've all been there.
Yeah.
Well, life changes.
It does, doesn't it?
Become a mum, you see things so differently.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So doing the podcast for me has been like coming back into the industry, and it's when I was in the industry previously, it wasn't like connecting with the audience was not as easy as it is now.
Well, you didn't have social media back then.
No. So
that's
how
far back it used to be, babe.
Yeah, no. I have one of those computers where they try to log on. So way, way old.
The 90s were a very different time. Yeah.
Yes. Oh, God, yes. So no, I just found this to be a diamond opportunity to talk candidly about the things that matter to me as a mother, as a friend, as a person of colour, and to see if I can reach a new audience. So that's my reason.
Yeah.
So what do you think that everyone listening will get out of our podcast?
I'm hoping that what everyone will get out of this is that with the kind of things that you and I love talking about, that we feel really passionate about, not just as professionals, but also just like you were saying earlier, mothers, wives, sisters, daughters, etc. I hope that they'll hear what we have to say. And even if they don't agree with everything that they say, that at least they've walked away thinking, never quite thought about it like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not going to change my mind, but it's good to
maybe
see.
Maybe not change their mind.
Maybe. We hope we can change your mind. We hope. But we're not here to do that. We're here to create a platform for people
for
to
thinkers.
For thinkers, for people to feel safe in being able to express how they feel about something without feeling over-criticized or shut down. And that's what I hope to get out of this.
So basically, and insights into the type of conversations we're having behind the scenes.
Exactly.
Great. Thanks for listening to the Big Chat Small Talk with Bernie and Louise.
Follow us on Instagram @BigChatSmallTalk.